This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Wall of Trouble. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Chinese food? Great. Chinese drywall? Not so good. It's not entirely clear how it happened, but there have been reports from homeowners all over the country that a lot of drywall made in China emits foul-smelling odors and also releases gases that attack silver and copper, including electrical devices, appliances, and wiring. One manufacturer settled, but others basically set up a Chinese wall, refusing to deal with the problem. This case involved the question of whether your homeowner's insurance policy covers drywall-related problems. The companies argue that the policies only cover physical acts that are sudden, accidental, and direct, but the court held these are all risk policies that do require coverage. That was the good news. The bad news was the policies also exclude coverage for faulty materials, which Chinese drywall certainly is. So the Great Wall of China still stands, unlike the not-so-great drywall of China. As for homeowners insurance companies, well, unlike a good neighbor, they weren't there. You're not in such good hands, and the buck has passed the buck. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.